نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. أحبتي العلماء الكرام, students in Islam, brothers and elders, one of the sunnah du'as that a person should read, especially these during the days of winter, nights of winter, where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person should say لا إله إلا الله ما أشد برد هذا اليوم اللهم أجرني من زمهرير جهنم. And mentioned in the hadith that a person, when he reads this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Jahannam and says that one of my servants has sought protection from you, and you bear witness that I have given him protection. So these nights, these days are great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, winter, the days are very short and the nights are very, very long. So it is easy for a person, for example, to fast during the days. It is easy for a person to perform nafal, tahajjud, qiyamul layl during the night. So these are great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, one of the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite when he used to retire at night, to, that Allah alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa kafana wa awana fa kam mimman la kafiya lahu wa la mu'in. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read this du'a, that all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us food to eat, who has quenched our thirst, and He has sufficed for us, and He has granted us some type of refuge. How many a person does not have their needs fulfilled, and they don't have any sufficient place, or place as refuge, place to stay. So agree the great ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us warm clothes, Allah has given us a comfortable bed, a blanket, and things of necessity regarding the winter months. You got heaters, you got your nice undercarpet heating, etc. So these are great ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the token of appreciation, we should try and ponder over these du'as, read those du'as daily. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Also, respected brothers, today is the tapiyat of Dhul-Hijjah. And it is the combination of the year 1445. Now we are going to enter, after Maghrib Salah, the year 1446. So this also a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Islamic year is that we go by according to the lunar calendar. This is also a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, once he wrote to Umar radiallahu anhu that we correspond to one another via letters, and sometimes a letter comes, sometimes it goes, but we don't know when, which day, what, which month, which year. So shouldn't we have our own identity as an Islamic calendar? And Umar radiallahu anhu being Amir al-Mu'mineen, we find the Sahaba radiallahu anhu did not feel shy. They put forward their feelings, and Umar radiallahu anhu rightly so consulted the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And then when he consulted the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, various opinions came that we should start it off, for example, at the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received Nabuwat, or at the decisive battle of the Battle of Badr. Umar radiallahu anhu, which Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who gave him great foresight and insight, he thought about all these things, and he told to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it may not be appropriate, the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the Christians, they start off day, date, or the day year from the birth of Isa alayhi salam. And a person in his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam might overstep the boundaries, overstep the limits, and he might go into gulu. So yeah, a person, that we avoid this. The death of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a time of mourning, so it is not appropriate. And then likewise other things, and then you'll find even in the days of Jahiliyyah, they used to attach importance to certain events. For example, the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known as Amul Fil. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on Mi'raj, that was known as Amul Mi'raj. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received Nabuwat, Amul Nabuwat. So everything had that word suffix to it, Am. Ame Fath Makkah, Ame Waqatu Badr. So all these things they paid attention to. But now, as an official thing, then the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Nabi and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu decided that the calendar will start from Hijri. And this also the hijrah that had taken place in the month of Rabiul Awal, but it started, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were unanimous that it will start from Muharram. Here also the ulama explain, actually when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu came and pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Dhul Hijjah, and thereafter the return, and thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they went to Madinatul Munawwara, it was in the month of Muharram that the initial decision, Faisla was made that they are going to make hijrat to Madinatul Munawwara. So that is why they started from the month of Muharram. So this also is a very, very sacred month. We all know that there are four sacred months where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells minha arba'atul hurum. There are four months, three in succession, Dhul Qada, Dhul Hijjah, and the month that we are entering into, the month of Muharram, and the fourth month being the month of Rajab. Dhul Qada was the month that they used to sit down and go for Umrah, make preparations for Hajj. Hajj was Dhul Hijjah, the month that they went for Hajj. The month of Muharram was the month that they returned after the days of Hajj. And so, respected brothers and elders, and also our students, these are very, very blessed months in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not wrong yourselves. Abu Bakr Jassas rahmatullahi has mentioned, a person who makes a concerted effort to do good in these months, these 4 months, Allah will pave the way for him to do good throughout the year. And a person who makes an effort to stay away from gunas, then likewise Allah will make it easy for him. So the dua we should try and read after Maghrib, Allahumma adkhilu alina bil amni wal iman. Oh Allah, let this new year dawn upon us with aman, with safety and with iman, with salamati and with security, with Islam and genuine Islam, wa ridwani min ar-Rahman wa jiwari min ash-shaytan, and entering it with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and protection from shaytan. On one occasion, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, which month do you advise me to fast other than the month of Ramadan? Month of Ramadan, fasting is faraz. So besides the month of Ramadan, which other month should I pay attention? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if you have to fast, then fast in the month of Allah, Shahrullah. Indeed, to understand the auspiciousness of anything, then anything that is attached to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of blessings. It is something very, very auspicious, something very, very great. For example, we say the Kaaba Sharif is Baytullah. It is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Kareem, we say it is Kitabullah. It is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the Quran Kareem. It was came directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, his camel, was known as Naqatullah, the camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this month also is known as Shahrullah. It is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person should try and fast Mondays and Thursdays, the Yamibis, and not forgetting obviously the Ashura, 9th and 10th, and 10, or 10th and 11th. Or it is mentioned in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every fast each day of the month of Muharram is equivalent to 30 days of fasting reward. Subhanallah. So imagine if a person fasts, for example, 12 days, you will get 12 times 3, 30. Like example, he fasted for another one more year. And 12 months at least. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of taking advantage. And Allah has made it such, it is only Allah ta'ala's favor that it is during the month of winter as well. Another great blessing and favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also respected brothers and students, the month of Muharram is a very sacred month. And this is the month where the Arabs in the days of Jahiliyyah, whenever they used to engage in battle or skirmishes, then they used to put their tools down, their weapons down when it came to these sacred months. But being the days of Jahiliyyah, they used to juggle with the month. Sometimes when the month of Muharram come, they used to swap it with Safar and vice versa. Sometimes the year used to be extended. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to announce the withdrawal of the infidels from Jaziratul Arab, from Makkah al-Mukarramah, Then it was the month of Dhul-Hijjah, but according to the deed of Jahiliyyah, this was the month of Dhul-Qa'dah. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for his Hajjatul Wada, that is the farewell Hajj, it was the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and it was month of Dhul-Hijjah according to the deed of Jahiliyyah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Inna zamana qad istadara kahiyyati yawma khalaq as-samawati wal-ard. Or kama qal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the cycle of time has returned to its original phase from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and earth. So this time also is a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is within the framework of time where a person will understand when it is Ramadan, when it is the day of Jummah, when it is 15th night of Shaban, when it is Ashura, when it is Laylatul Qadr. So in the framework of time, what a great ni'mat and bounty with regards to our religious aspect, all these things are done within the framework of time. With regards to our dunya activities also, we need time. For example, a person makes an appointment, certain time, we know now, at this date, so a person will understand this at the time. Or, for example, a person has to pay his bills, he knows this is the day, or this is the specific time I have to pay my bills. Or he receives his enumeration, his wages. This is all according to the time. So this is a great ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The calendar also, there are great wisdoms behind it. The first thing, this will remind us of hijrat. The word hijrat, we all understand, was the hijrah, the migration. Sahaba radiallahu anhu also made hijrah to Abyssinia, twice, to Habasha. And thereafter, the real hijrah they made was from Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwara. And what a great incident it was in the history of Islam. Great, great lessons can be learned from the hijrah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And the challenges, the hurdles they overcame, the yaqeen that they had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are great lessons that we can learn. And every time we hear the word hijrah, then this reminds us of the hijrah. Then the word hajara, it also, what's the meaning of it? The meaning of it is to disassociate, to cut off, to abandon, to leave out. And this is that hijrah we need to make. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-Muhajiru man hajara ma anha Allahu, wa fi riwayat ma harram Allah. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, of true muhajir is that person who leaves and forsakes all these things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. So our hijrah is a state from one state to another state. First, from the state of disobedience, we make hijrah to the state of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the state of ghaflat, of becoming neglectful of the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now we come to the state of the remembering Allah, of reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of fulfilling the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the state of insecurity and from the state of harshness, we come to the state of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, His mercy. Like, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made hijrat, Makkah al-Mukarramah at that time was a place of strife, it was a place of corruption, it was a place of instability. And then they made hijrat to Madinah al-Munawwara, a place of aman, of security, of peace, and rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also make hijrat, for example, from the state of indecisiveness and doubt, then we come to a state of yaqeen and tawakkul. So all this reminds us that whenever the new year comes about, and the kuffar, they make resolutions, and the resolutions is like thin air, it just disappears. We also need to resolve and make muhasabah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned, حَاسِبُ أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُ. Take stock of yourselves. Take a reckoning of yourselves before, on that day, where muhasabah will be taken of you. And he mentioned, whoever takes muhasabah every day, at night, sit a little while, how did I pass my day? Imagine every day you do this. In this way, a person is able to control his tongue. In this way, a person will avoid ghibat, all types of gunas. So yeah, the state from the la'nat of Allah, those people who speak lies, those people who cast lustful glances, we make hijrah from that as well, to the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we should understand the great hikmat of following our lunar calendar. The lunar calendar, respected brothers, we know is about 10 days shorter than the Gregorian calendar. The tropical calendar, the normal people, we need the sun. For example, our salah time, before sunrise we perform fajr, before sunset our asr salah, after the sun has set when the redness of the sky disappears, then of isha, and after sunset then is maghrib. So we need the sun for our salah. But this is something not complete. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the lunar calendar to supplement it and complement it. And this is a perfect system. So if you look, for example, we do not celebrate it and we don't accept it as well. The Christians, they celebrate, for example, in our country, in South Africa, 25th December, it is cast in stone. 25th December is Christmas. Or in Easter, in April, or in March. So it is fixed according to those months. So from time immemorial till now, it is fixed and it is during the summer months. But look at the hikmat of our calendar. Within a period of 33 to 36 years, a person will be making ibadah throughout every season. Sometimes he'll be fasting in summer, sometimes in winter. Person will be performing hajj sometimes in spring, sometimes in autumn. So in the period of 33 to 36 years, every season he will have the experience of making all these various ibadats. All our aspects of deen is connected to the lunar calendar. For example, we know the month of Ramadan, of hajj, all other aspects, the new year, is connected. Also aspects regarding women's issues, her iddah period, if a husband passes away, or she, unfortunately she's given 3 talaqs, now how does she determine her iddah period? This all be determined according to the lunar calendar. A child or a female who hasn't experienced any nocturnal emission, so how to determine what age they'll become baligh or baligha at the age of 15, all this will be calculated from also the lunar calendar. Also, a person who gives his zakat, very important. If a person, example, every year he says, the 1st of January or the 1st of June, I will give my zakat. Then after a period of 33 to 36 years, he will be giving 1 year short regards to his zakat. So all our aspects, what a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even takes qasam on this. Wal asr. On time in general, for example, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَخْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ. Allah takes all this custom to show us the importance of time. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of realizing the importance of, first and foremost, the Islamic calendar. And this is our identity. We should be proud of it. Mufti Kifayatullah Mashwari Tari has mentioned, even recording dates, that we should record it according to the Islamic calendar. Normally our Shaykh Azam Amir Sahib, when in Abnai al-Qadim, he asked the students that when did you qualify? Immediately we will say according to the Gregorian calendar, in the year 2000, 2005, whatever it is. But how many of us give the Islamic calendar? So this is something we need to pay attention to, and that recording of these according to the Islamic calendar. Yes. A person in business, he has to deal business with the kuffar. So for record purposes, we understand person will record it according to the Gregorian calendar. But as Muslims, we correspond via emails or messages. Then give the date according to the Islamic calendar. So in this way, our identity will be preserved, inshallah. And also the great hikmat and bounty of attaching ourselves to these things. And these are sha'air. وَمَن يُعَدِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever honors the sha'air, the symbols of Islam, then this is a sign that a person has taqwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the tawfiq of fasting during these days. Every Monday, whatever opportunity we got, Mondays and Thursdays, 13, 14, 15, and not forgetting the Ashura, great lessons, our Shaykh and others, various ulama will expound on this, inshallah, the lessons of Ashura, and the 9th and 10th and 11th. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the tawfiq.